Today's show will be about mind work on the margin and mind work as the margin. And this is a margin in that artificially elevated middle that tends toward power. They've been trained that way. We will be asking several questions. For example, why does it matter what so-called mind workers do? And as we in the U.S. have a codified right to pursue happiness, are we on the left abdicating our responsibility in not seizing this advantage and forging a model of moving beyond power that serves as a beacon for the world? And are pundits on the left more deceived or deceivers in following lockstep the gods of rationalism? And what could they do to move toward true solidarity? So we are asking essentially, what is solidarity and what is betrayal? How do you tell the difference? And we'll be continuing our discussion of the connection between the wage work system and totalitarianism and ask, is there anything at all about this wage system that speaks to us as happiness? I've been arguing that while our future is global, we here in the so-called West have a particular role to play attendant upon our greater responsibility bestowed on us unintentionally by our so-called masters in assigning to the region, or at least the light-skinned within it, broadly speaking, the broad designation mind workers. So in living where the mind work is, or being in the quote-unquote knowledge sectors, which condemns those of us within them, and of course without, with darker skin, outsiders, consigned to the so-called hand labor sectors, weighted with the thankless role of being the brute force for the world. And recall, this brute force allows us to eat and light our homes and fire our cook stoves. So those who bring these necessaries are in truth the heroes. On them existence rests. So when we stop and think, we see that the enormous force of states, whether with official status or the ones that lurk in shadow, is designed to push hand labor low, artificially, and then the dollars flow up from all this pain to the so-called workers with the brains, who invent amusing toys which ad nauseum we're told is making money, and that the thoughts they have is wealth, and that from them proceeds the good life, quote unquote, when in reality, all we have sprouts from that seed, brute labor, and the earth. Forever, they hope, priced artificially low by the market, we're told. And all the marvels of technology, which make our, quote unquote, lives so easy, if you ignore the silent horrors that are so suffocating, power owns, and so steals undue credit. They so want to seem to save us, don't they? To think, how enlightened is their guidance and their management of the world? And to think, how hard they work to save us from ourselves, though of course the dullards cannot see it, see that the world they are making, neatly packaged and efficient, is the most benign and perfect of machines. If the dim-witted would only stop complaining. Benign, they think, because they tend it, because they know best. Into infinity, looking down from Mount Olympus, making surgical adjustments via issued commands to their emissaries and overseers to impose the greatest happiness on us. If only we would see how perfectly happy we should be that they, the best minds of the very best, are taking on all the difficulty, all the complexity for us to achieve the greatest good. If only we could see it, all for us, so we can remain as children, innocently play, mindlessly frolic, feed our bellies like the beasts, keep our lives tenuous and brief, easily released as we go peacefully to our beds to our beds without complaint, as good dogs go. We go quietly, letting go our useless worry, ignoring nagging thoughts that ask, why exactly did we live when we forfeited our dreams and longing, so new energy can step in and take our places in the boxes where we keep work, work, working on and on into infinity.